gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 5. Jesus is teaching his disciples and says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by others. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven." The gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I'm going to ask that you turn to someone around you and tell them about your favorite restaurant, where you would like to go eat, maybe why you like to go there. Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to call you back together. That was great. Good work. Can anybody yell out a restaurant that you heard?
Roadhouse.
Olive Oil. I'm sorry? Okay, I still didn't hear it. I'm sorry. Keep yelling. Your house. We'll come to your house, too. Great. So you did have some conversation about the topic. That's great. So in the Sermon on the Mount today, in the Gospel of Matthew is where we are. The crowd had gathered around Jesus, and he decided he needed a little break, so he went away. And his disciples, of course, followed him because they wanted to learn absolutely everything that they could. So Jesus takes the time and starts to teach them. And last week we heard the blessed are. And Pastor Gary reminded us that everyone is blessed. And why is that? Because of God. Because of God alone, we are blessed. And Jesus wants to make it very clear to his disciples that this is where your grounding is. You are blessed because of God. And so now Jesus goes on to give a little bit more about the identity of who these disciples are. You are salt and you are light. Now, did you notice he did not say, if you want to become, do this. Or before I call you, I need to see this. No. It's simply, you are. You are salt. You are light. This promise, this declaration, this commission. Jesus so desperately wants to teach and prepare his disciples to be God's love in the world that he gives them images, this daily living essentials of salt and light that they could identify with in their world. You are the salt that can't ever lose its saltiness. Why? Because you're only salt because of God. God will never take that away. It's there for you as a gift. Then he says, you are the light of the world, showing the way of justice and compassion. Again, given by God. Jesus says that neither salt or light exists for themselves. They have a purpose. They're to be used. They're to be poured out. And I think that that's in relationships with other people, is the only way to use your saltiness and your light. Because someone reminded me this week that we are all proclaiming something. Whether we are Christian or not, we are proclaiming something. You are witnessing to something in who you are, in what you say, and in what you do. Just like your favorite restaurant. You were witnessing to that, and boy, it got loud in here. It was fantastic. You were so excited that you wanted to share that place, whether it was your house or Olive Garden or wherever. You were so excited you wanted to share it. Have you ever been so passionate about something that you just can't help but share that? Yesterday, I met two guys that are so passionate about brewing beer that they talked to us about it for an hour, about their home brew and their dream of opening a brewery in Houston. Then we met three young men who were so passionate about their music that they are dreaming of being their own rock and roll band. So excited. And then I met two siblings sitting at their mother's bedside in the hospital, so passionate for one another. They geographically live across the country from one another, but their families gathered, and they're sharing in that love and that they so desperately want to share with one another. That they're proclaiming something. All of these people are proclaiming something. Whether it's love or beer or music, they're excited to share it. Because we all know something. And we witness to that and we proclaim it. So today, we're going to try to help you with those tools in proclaiming. So I'm going to ask you to turn to someone. Now, if you're sitting alone, I'm going to really look for you to be looking for other people around you. And I want you to tell them one thing that you know about God. Everybody knows something. There's no wrong answers here. Turn to somebody and tell them something you know about God. Go ahead. Okay, so now I want you to turn to somebody different and tell them what you learned. Turn to Jackie. Go, Jackie. Turn to somebody different and tell them what you learned. Great. Okay, so now is there anything that you want to shout out about what you've learned or what you already know? Loves us. God is good. Always there. Awesome. Good word. I'm sorry? Fantastic. See, you know something, right? You know something because you've experienced God personally. So you have something to share. You have something to witness. You have something to be salt and light. So now, what do we do with this information? Well, Jesus talks about a bushel in this text, that you can't put a bushel. It's not a bushel for measurement. It's a putting a bushel over it. I think we all know the little song, you know, the bushel. So it's not that this light is snuffed out, but that it's covered up. It's not extinguished, but it's rendered ineffective. And the only way to block that light is if we put that bushel there. So my question is, what bushel are you using to cover up your light instead of sharing it? Now, some people this week confessed, and I'm right along with them. Some people said it's that lack of confidence. Well, you got it. You just shared with one another. That lack of confidence, or I'm not sure what to say, I'm not sure it'll be well received, whatever I say. I think somebody else has more knowledge than I do. I just can't do that. I just can't be talking about God in the world. Well, I wonder if maybe it starts a little simpler. Yesterday morning, my day started out pretty poorly, It was kind of a tough morning, and I decided to run some errands, and I was in my own little angry mind and couldn't get myself out of that to be nice to anyone around me. But I went to the library, and there was this group of people outside the library with a bunch of roses in their hand. Now, normally, I avoid people with flowers because Valentine's Day is coming, and it's a day of black for me. So I'm just kidding. It is a day of black for me, but I usually avoid people that are gathering and trying to prepare for something. And here comes this little 3 or 4 year old boy running up to me because somebody said, "Well, there's one." I'm sorry, what? "Well, there's one." So he comes running up with this flower and he says, "You are amazing." Hands it to me and runs away. I'm like, great. And I said, okay. And then here comes this dad going, yeah, he's super excited to get to do this today. And I said, I can see that. What's going on? Well, our small group at our church got together and we're just going to hand out flowers to anybody that we see. And the little tag says, "You are amazing." You know, Valentine's Day is coming and we want everybody to know that they are loved by someone. So we're just handing them out. Well, how can you not change your bad day when a 3-year-old comes up to you and says, "You're amazing"? Life changed that day. It became more open just from that little light, from that little boy. He had no idea what he was doing for me, but that flower sits on my counter, my dog's trying to eat it, and it's great because it brightens my day. So, how have you been salt or light this past week? How have you been the flavor in someone's light, or someone's life, and the light in the darkness of someone's world? Or how have you experienced that? Whichever answer is more comfortable for you, turn to someone else and give that answer. How have you been or experienced salt and light this week? Jackie, you might have to go clear to the back. Right. This one's getting a little bit tougher, isn't it? The quietness has come to the room, and that's okay. Now, those of you that were able to share, turn to someone else and tell them what you learned. Somebody else is going to get out of their pew and move. I just know it. Share what you have learned. Sunday morning exercise. So great. I kind of sensed that was just a little bit more difficult. Someone had to make up a story over here, and that's okay. It's okay because it is harder. There is that bushel that we put over ourselves. That notion that we're not going to be accepted or that we don't have anything to share. So the goal is simply to begin thinking about how to slowly remove that bushel for you this week. Because a game changer came into our lives. Jesus came to disrupt the status quo. He's teaching his disciples how to do the same. And 2,000 plus years later, he continues to teach us to be able to do this as well, inviting us to live this tasty and lit up life of compassion and justice. So now hopefully everybody was given just a little note, and if you weren't, you can get out your cell phones wherever you're going to write a note that you're going to take with you. Because this last question I'm not going to ask you to share because this is something for yourself. but I really want you to start thinking about it. So on this piece of paper, you can either write, or you can imagine, or you can write it into the notes of your cell phone so that you're taking it with you. What is the one way that you are going to stretch yourself this week to be light or salt in the world? Who in your life might need that tastiness, that flavor, that light to come to them? Take a moment. Today in our baptism, we are reminded, and we spoke these words together, that our past, our doubt, our fear, and our confusion are drowned here, daily, in your baptism. Living that daily, being this tastiness and this flavor. This is our journey this week, as we continue to journey into the Sermon on the Mount and discover what these laws and commands are all about and how Jesus came again to fulfill them, to accomplish them, to disrupt the status quo in doing so. How might we be a part of that journey? Eugene Peterson, in The Message, his version of this text, says this: keep your house open. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to be open with God. Good luck living that tasty and lit up life. I look forward to hearing how it went. Text or email or Facebook or whatever you want to do, call me. I'll answer the phone. I will. Sharing your tastiness and your light, this is your call.